What does it mean to be a quote-unquote real New Yorker? In this latest installment of Micropolis, WNYC's Arun Venugopal says it's easy to think you're the real deal until you realize just how much you're missing.
If you've lived here long enough, you probably have a sense of ownership over the city. You get it. You navigate it in a way that other people who are just passing through never would. At least I do. Did. Until I met Alvin Ensminger and realized that he sees things, senses things that I never will.
I grew up 5 blocks right from where we are right now.
Alvin's 65, looks a lot younger, does yoga, and he can show me around Central Harlem pretty much with his eyes closed.
If we walked through a particular neighborhood, certain things I would see because I have that real street gutter sense that will never leave me.
This used to be, I used to work in this store here. This wasn't Rite Aid, it was like an Associated supermarket. When I was 14 years old, I used to pack bags and stock clerk, you know.
Just about every building in the neighborhood, every corner, contains some memory from his life.
I used to come out here on Saturdays and Sundays and shine shoes.
And so now we're at 145th and Broadway.
A lot of the establishments are still there. The school where I went, from kindergarten to the sixth grade, that building is still there.
And Al actually likes school.
I'm an A student.
Came from a good family. Had both his parents around, almost became a cop. But he started doing dumb things and started getting caught.
I mean, I did crimes. I did a lot of dirt right on this here block.
So he did time. A lot of it. 31 years.
Let's cross here.
How did it feel when you come back and you see that?
Oh, man. This block full of drugs, even today, right now. You could walk through that block and if you're looking for something, from here to there, just buy whatever. You want a pistol, you buy a pistol. You want a bag of dope, buy a bag of dope. And when I came home, this is one of the blocks I walked through almost immediately to make sure that you're a part of my past, but you're not going to be a part of my present. I'm not going to run and hide from you. I am strong enough to see you and see through you and just keep it moving.
Al Ensminger was in prison. 8 years for robbery and another 23 for intent to murder. He came out in 2009, just 5 years ago, but parts of prison culture stick with him, especially when he's out on the streets.
You get an extra sense. You know how blind people have what they call that shadow sense?
Yeah.
Prison, I don't know what to actually call it, but it's like, if there's a robbery going down over here, you know, whether you see a car running with, you know, with the motor running and a guy standing outside or whatever, and you would just know that that's a bad scene, I think prison gives you a sense like to just be able to see clearly. See, even as we walk past right here, you probably didn't recognize that. They're making a transaction right there.
You know? Those two guys?
Yes.
Tell me about what you saw.
One is holding a sweater, but in his other hand, he has it covered up. I guess he doesn't want his products to get wet. That guy looking at you with that microphone, I don't know what he's up to, but he gave you a look like, hey, what is this guy doing, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
See, you recognize that, huh?
Only because you were going to have my antenna up, yeah. I guess.
But a lot of times, you will not see it.
Al says prison is a little like yoga. He's been practicing since the 70s.
He's just living from moment to moment, and in the now, the ever-present now.
They both give him an enhanced sense of awareness.
You know, in prison, you have to watch your back. You have to be aware of who's doing what. And you bring this awareness out to the street with you, and it's just that sixth sense. And every prisoner has it.
And then, just off to the right, there are a few guys and a woman nearby arguing.
Guess what? Keep walking.
Al was shouting at me, telling me to keep walking.
You know, like that, stuff like that. You don't know if they got pistols, knives.
I don't want to be the subject of a stray bullet.
Oh, man, not bad,
but
huh?
Now even you can see that. That was a beef. I have no idea what they're talking about, but rule number one, mind your business.
Here I am gawking, right?
Yeah, mind your
like
business.
Like an idiot.
Mind your business.
Let's say the dude might have had a gun or something. You never know, you know?
When Al was released from prison, he said the city had completely changed. The crime rate had gone down dramatically. There was a lot of money now on the streets. And suddenly people had these things called cell phones. Even the racial composition of his neighborhood had started to shift. Yeah, there were drug deals going on, but He said it was a lot more subtle, and it took the eye of a local, somebody like him, to notice them.
Are you generally happy with the way the city's changed?
I think it definitely changed for the better. If you're living right, if you're living wrong, you probably don't like the change.
Prison has allowed me the opportunity to just appreciate physical freedom. And, you know, I think about that all the time. I mean, I don't see bars, man. In prison, you're going to see bars and concrete and guns all the time. But right now, I don't see that.
The city, as seen by 65-year-old Al Ensminger. This is Micropolis. I'm Arun Vanigopal at WNYC.